But there was 50,000. 50,000. Now, that's an estimate. People packed into whatever arena it was, again, to see this man who every media source on earth, save for this one and a few others, claims is just unthinkable as a leader, unfit to be a leader, right? Mean, cruel, bad-natured, cruel-hearted, sinister, conniving, a thief, he were told. Why did they turn out? Why did they turn out? Fast forward to yesterday, another event in Pennsylvania. As far as the eye could see when they do the camera pan, people, MAGA hats, red, white, and blue, as far as the eye can see, and then the chant arises from the crowd. We love you. We love you. That's not what you yell at a politician. You don't yell that at your mayor. You don't yell that at your governor. Yet it's a chant that was repeated 5 times yesterday. Why? Why did he do it? Why did he do it? Why did he go to those 5 locations yesterday? Why did he stop in North Carolina, then go to Pennsylvania, and then go to Wisconsin? And then end his night, and then go to Minnesota, and then end his night where he ended it 4 years ago in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And as Mike Pence, who did the opening act, described it, a scene he could not still could not believe. And as Vice President Pence said, looking out on the crowd, I'm confident in America and what will happen tomorrow. And if you were standing up here and had the view I had, you'd be confident too. Yet, by the time Donald John Trump had arrived, let me send this to you, Mrs. O'Connell. I have a screenshot on my iPhone that I took for posterity's sake. This screenshot supposedly shows the outcome of today. And what is that outcome? Yeah, I just sent you that screenshot. You can pop it in the chat room. 96% certainty, according to The Economist, which is a London, England publication. 96% certainty, Biden is your next president. 538, the number counters, who completely blew it in 2016. What do they say? 89% chance Biden is elected. The New Statesman, whatever the hell that is, 89.7% Biden is elected. Decision Desk HQ, whatever that is, 86% Biden is elected. Plural Vote, 65% Biden. Cnalysis, 79.97% Biden. And then the granddaddy of them all. If you go to the Politico.com, I think I took a screenshot of this and put it up on the Twitter yesterday afternoon. If you go to the Politico.com, and I'm looking for... Well, I took a screenshot yesterday. I'll just pop it up in the chat room. The granddaddy of them all, and we actually will use the Politico site because they've got a really good engine there okay, that's it. Check it out in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. So let's begin the day with what our exalted elite ruling class wants us to believe. Look at that. Is that the most stunning graphic you've ever seen? Ways left to win, according to Politico.com. By the by, a magazine in 2018, I found this, looked it up, Washington Post story detailed that the Politico was purchased by the Chi-Coms in 2018. I wonder if the Chi-Coms have interest in any of these other media entities. We'll get to that. According to Politico, ways left to win. Using live data and predictions from our election forecast, we've run 32,768 simulations showing how the remaining 15 competitive states could vote and how the electoral math could shake out. There are 29,612 ways Joe Biden will win all of those 12, which, by the way, include Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Texas. Politico is predicting Sleepy Joe carries Texas. Not going to happen.
We have such a great stat guy from Florida, Don from Florida. We know that's a lie.
We know it's a lie. Guess, and look at the graphic. It's in the chat room, Crusader Stadium, crusadechannel.com/chat. Trump, a mere 2,983 ways to win. Yet tens of thousands of people, cars packed for miles, 96 miles in Arizona 2 days ago, 96 miles long. Flying Trump flags, taking time out of their days, refusing to social distance, risking life and limb, according to the same media. Super spreader events, they tell us. And yet, by the tens of thousands, they continue to show up and chant, "We love you. We love you." My own personal prediction, you could see it in the YouTube header placard for today. My final prediction, Trump wins because love and 50,000 Pennsylvanians chanting, "We love you," conquers hate. So, two questions to operate today on Election Day 2020. One, why did he do it? He doesn't need the money. He still doesn't need the money. He did it because he's evil. Because he's orange man bad, and he just wants to rule us all. Well, why do all these people seem to think that turnout by 20, 30, 50,000 people, why do they seem to think that he doesn't rule them? That, in fact, he does quite the opposite. He liberates them. Are they all deluded? Are they all sick in the head? By the by, according to Keith Olbermann, all of those people, if you took the rallies there, let's see, 4 on Saturday, 5 Sunday, 5 yesterday, 10, hunk a letter, hunk a letter, that's 14. Let's put the average at 30,000. I think one of them was only 250 because, or the official count would be 250 because they tried to stop it in Minnesota. So if you took the average, let's just say it's 30,000 times 15, what's that? That's almost a 500,000 people. Keith Olbermann says they should all be rounded up and put into prison camps. Why is it that the enemy is calling for the dark night of winter? Is that what he calls it? The dark night of winter? Yes. No, he says the dark night of winter. Why is one side out there preaching dark nights? Preaching hard times, misery, suffering, sacrifice. We're all going to have to stop doing what we're doing because we got to be unified again. And rally behind you and your sick, twisted, pinko commie. She's not even veiling the fact that she's a communist now. You got a tale of two stories. You got a tale of two cities here shaping up today. One city, I believe, the city of God. One city, the city of man. Look it up. St. Augustine. One city has a ruler that actually seems to love his people and keeps saying at every rally, and we will run, and this, and we will do all of these things as one nation under God, great God. He said it again last night in Grand Rapids. I saw him say it. I've seen him say it 20 times in the last 2 weeks. One nation under God. Now, Obviously, there are some warts on that promise because of certain policies that the president holds. But writ large, we'll take it. Stop bitching about it. Just take it. So one city of God and one very different, very terrifying city of man. City run by men. Run by men who have been in positions of power for decades and refuse to leave power. Trump says when his two terms up, that's it. He gone. Biden's been there for 47 years and wants 8 more. Yet he has no accomplishments to show for it because by his own admission, everything that's in place today is backwards and wrong. Well, as the president keeps saying, you were there, Joe. Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it? The city of man sits out there and believes that all of our fates and all of our futures are tied to what only and specifically what men can do and what they can conspire to do illicitly and illegally together. The other one says to chants of we love you, together we did this. We made America great again. He takes credit, sure he does, but then he always follows it up with, we did it. We did it. One says that we will be, and then in the last 2 days, he's heightened this, we will protect all human life. That's something that happens in the city of God. What does the other side say? They promise to snuff out human life. They basically promise euthanasia for the elderly. They promise the mutilation of children. And they promise the murder of the soon-to-be-born via abortion and other abortifacients. They promise to export this to the rest of the world, to lead the world in these things. That's the city of man. You don't want to live in a city of man. Sodom and Gomorrah was a city of man. Rome, when it fell in 316 or 371 A.D., was a city of man. So you couldn't have a greater dichotomy.